Calvert are all coming, playing in the playoffs today. And we'll talk about Aggie basketball and Aggie hardball and softball. All that ball coming up in sports.
It's fitting that you're playing this right now because I need to make a slight correction.
Okay, go ahead.
I need to eat a small amount of crow.
Oh,
I referenced not only last hour that today was Texas Independence Day, but that it's also Alamo Day, or there was a, you could infer that I was saying it was Alamo Day. Alamo Day is actually the 6th.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And thank
you
to a show observer for pointing that out.
Very good. Yeah.
And apologies to Miss Gist, my 7th grade Texas history teacher.
See? God.
She's so ashamed of me right now.
Just Texas our Texas.
Yeah, even though we had to change the words.
Why?
Well, you know, when that other state came in. Hush. Hush. There are people singing in their cars.
At least
they don't
want to hit the notes.
Say karaoke. Oh, it is karaoke. I guess the words are on our screen. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm going to start doing.
What?
When he tells me to hush.
Yeah.
No. Come up with your own.
So while the Battle of the Alamo raged, 59 other Texians convened there at Washington on the Brazos to decide the future of Texas. Here's some things you might not know. The Texas Independence Day celebrates the declaration to become a sovereign republic, free from the rule of Mexico. Territory existed as a republic until 1845. Worst day of our life, we got annexed to the United States. God dang it. Should have stayed over here and caught foreign aid from them. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah. Because then, imagine.
Oh,
because then we could talk about, you know, people could talk about how great it is in Texas, you know, Texas health care or something like that.
Sure.
I mean, because look how we look at Canada. It's Shangri-La for crying
exactly.
out loud.
The tourism dollars would be ours. All those foreigners coming in from Oklahoma.
Well, and we'd have ski resorts, too, because the original size, we stretched it in Colorado.
If we still had that, that'd be wonderful.
That's right.
The original handwritten Texas Declaration of Independence was taken by one William H. Wharton to the U.S. State Department in Washington.
How convenient. He already had a county named after him.
He did.
And a small
city?
Town.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought, you know, as they were negotiating for people to come to the Alamo, hey, come on, we'll name schools after
that's
you.
That's right.
There'll be a city. If you're
that's
lucky,
right.
maybe a county.
County.
Yeah, stuff like that.
And if you're really lucky, the city that's named after you and the county that's named after you will not be in the same place.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm just going to say.
Because Bowie, Texas is not in Bowie County.
Well,
yeah.
And if you want to talk
Crockett's
about...
Not in Crockett,
see, and if, again, if you want to talk about one of the great heroes of the Alamo, it would be Davy Crockett. And they gave us Crockett, Texas? I mean, he'd come back and go, couldn't you do better?
What'd you need, a county?
Okay, what? we can probably be picked up very close to what? Crockett.
Well, they could call me. That's fine.
Well,
anyway,
well,
the original.
There's nothing wrong
with
for that Crockett,
matter.
Texas.
Well, I was gonna say for that matter, Bowie's nothing to write home
no,
about.
It's not. You're right.
Well,
exactly.
But
Bowie County is where all my family lives, so it is something to write home about.
But most Alamo heroes are small towns, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's just going along with because you got, yeah. Where is there a Travis, Texas?
No.
There's
no,
Travis County, of course, but not Travis, Texas.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying, the document was taken to Washington after it was signed. That document was returned to Texas in 1896, but what'd you see?
Good grief, what took so long?
Well, you know, they couldn't find it. Where'd you put that thing from Texas? Where'd you put that? Where
typical
is it?
Government bureaucracy.
Right. Anyway, what you see in the state capital is a reproduction.
Where's the original?
Well, they're not telling. I mean, well, we hope they know where it is.
There's something at the museum at the San Jacinto Monument.
That's not it.
That's not it.
No, the original's in a sealed mayonnaise jar on fucking Wagner's porch.
That's right. Of the 59 who signed the Texas Declaration of Independence, only two were native Texans. They were Jose Francisco Ruiz and Jose Antonio Navarro.
He got a college named after
college
him.
College in a county. Yeah, absolutely. They were native. According to the Star of Republic Museum, right down the road. The other 57 were from 12 different states, 5 foreign countries, Mexico, Canada, England, Scotland, and Ireland. Only 10 had lived in Texas longer than 6 years, and 15 had moved to the state less than a year earlier. But again.
So I guess what we should surmise from all of that is that there's a lot of irony in being a proud Texan in the fact that it was a bunch of interlopers that fought at the Alamo.
Yep. Hello.
You know, that comment you made earlier, if we were still a sovereign republic, we'd be sending the U.S. foreign aid.
Well, you know,
sadly, he's right.
Excellent point. Yeah, yeah. Because we got a pretty good economy.
At least
here
we could probably vote to get out of the U.N.
But again, that's imagine that there 57 were from the 12 states, 5 countries. 15 had moved to the state less than a year earlier. So, there you are. And if you hadn't been over to the museum, you ought to do it.
It's been too long since I've been. That is a great facility.
Yep, got a nice museum. And when I was growing up, they didn't have nearly that, obviously. Really didn't. And that was money well spent, that's for sure. So we're all proud to be Texans, so that, hello?
Yeah, the way it is, we're sending Washington more money than we get back anyhow.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we're one of those states.
So technically sending them foreign aid.
That's right. So we are proud Texans, so that...
The way the president treats us, he doesn't think we're part of the country anyway.
That's right, yeah.
Can you imagine, really?
Yeah.
He just doesn't pay attention.
Yeah.
Hey, we're over here.
I mean, the space shuttle's the best example of that.
Uh-huh.
No retired space shuttle at JSC.
Nope. So we're glad that we could be Texans, so that at 2 o'clock this morning, the Austin City Council passed one of the broadest bag laws in the nation.
Okay. Mm.
Agreeing to ban disposable paper and plastic bags at all retail checkout counters starting a year from now. Before and after the ban takes place, the city plans to do a $2 million education campaign to make customers aware of the change and remind them to bring their nasty old reusable bags.
Yeah. They're little canvas things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that still have the residue from that ground turkey that leaked in at the last time you went to HEB.
Exactly.
Good job.
Yeah. Well done,
Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
Once again, on the cutting edge of biological warfare.
The council decided not to enact a fee on disposable bags before the ban takes effect. Good. A fee had been discussed as a way to help shoppers and retailers prepare for the ban. In other words, they're going to penalize you right now so that you'll go ahead and get in line. Let's lockstep it with everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Well, San Francisco was first.
Well, they
were. And Austin, you know,
Austin
got to be right there.
That's Austin's right.
We got to be just like Marin County.
That's their motto, keep Austin like San Francisco.
Yeah. Austin is the first big Texas city to pass a ban. More than 24 U.S. cities have bag laws, most of them prohibiting plastic and imposing a fee on paper. But again, look in the bottom of the bag after you've used it about a month. You really want to be putting your food in there? Do you? Hello?
Do those friends of the workers in Austin not realize they just got rid of a whole bunch of bag boys?
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're cutting jobs. Hello?
I was in D.C. a couple of months ago, and they do charge 5 cents for those plastic bags. It was kind of a shock.
For the plastic bags?
Yes. They ask you if you want one, and then you say, yeah, and so then they add 5 cents to your ticket.
Did they tell you it was going to be 5 cents?
No.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah. Just like the government.
Some people would just say that's just good sales.
Yeah. Oh.
I wonder if they do that here, and I didn't even notice it.
They don't even ask.
No.
They just put.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Texas Retailers Association has been the most vocal opponent to the ban, saying it would discourage retailers from continuing programs they've built to accept plastic bags and other plastic packaging for real recycling, which is true. Uh-huh. I mean, they do. I think most every store you can go to, you can jam those old plastic bags back in there and they'll recycle them for you. But Austin, no. March of 2013. So there you go. So what if you're from out of town? If you're from out of town and you just happen to be in Austin for a couple of days and you're going to run over to the grocery store to buy something? Then you have to pay like $22.50 for a canvas bag?
Yeah, I mean, how's that? Or have big old arms, you know.
I brought my
take
bag.
Take it around with you.
Yeah, I brought my bag from Seattle, from Portland, because I'm just like y'all.
I think you take just an old busted up igloo cooler and just drag that in there.
Put a rope on it?
Yeah.
Hun,
you go and put my groceries in the cooler. That'd be great.
No wheels on it. Just drags on the floor.
Like or just take the grocery cart, you know, to your apartment. You know, leave it out by the pool.
I promise to bring it back.
All right. Yeah. 5 years from now, it'll still be sitting there.
I kind of like dragging the cooler through, though. You know, that's pretty good. Don't do styrofoam because you bust it on a corner or something.
Well, I was going to say where you could do styrofoam just to thumb your nose at the environmental crowd at the same time.
Oh, that's true. I guess that's probably right. You could do that.
Yeah, I could say something like the R.C. Slocum Call-In Show on it or something like that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Advertise.
Was it just grocery stores that do that?
No. It's going to be apparently all retailers.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Hello?
You're going to have an out-of-state permit for your bag from out-of-state?
Good point, sir. That's exactly right. You'll have to show a permit. You have to show your license, show your driver license that you're from out-of-state.
And maybe you can get bag immunity from one state to the next.
I was going to say, now, could they possibly do that? Could I have, like, could you just commute the ban for a moment? Just one time let me come in here because I'm from out of town and I didn't know. Are they going to put giant signs up that have plastic bags with the international mark through them?
Yeah, like getting your passport stamped as you.
Paper bags. No plastic bags.
No, it's Austin. They'll just have an environmentalist there clubbing a seal to let you know what you're doing.
They'll have a guy there with a bandana on going, dude. Just saying.
That's
okay?
So harsh, man.
Just saying. You want to go ahead and do that? We're not going to be taking those bags in here. But yeah, think about that. And you might tell your friends if they're coming to Austin to visit on vacation to be sure and pack their canvas shopping bag from whatever town they're in. I guess a book bag could work. I mean, but again.
Backpack?
Yeah. Backpack could work. That's good. Oh, well, no, they might think you're trying to steal it if you put it in a backpack.
Well, how do you know? If I've got a receipt.
Again,
I bought this pineapple.
After you've used it for a while, look in the bottom of it and remember, that's even your stuff.
Yeah.
How about somebody said, could I put my stuff in your bag? Could I do that here?
Folks everywhere know that.